org or 202-450-8541.
I'm Candy Shannon, host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WPFW Washington, 89.3 FM.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing, and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, and good morning to you listeners out there. Welcome to a Community Watching Comment Friday edition. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And most importantly, you, the listener. Okay? First of all, I want to thank all of you folks for making pledges during our recent drive. Thanks to your efforts, we were successful. The station was successful in, you know, getting the revenue it needs to fight another day. And so thank you so much for being generous and for heeding the call, okay? All right, WPFW listeners, on point number one. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so this morning, today we're going to discuss pushing back, okay? Pushing back against Trump policies in D.C. and gerrymandering in Texas. Democratic lawmakers are saying maybe it's time to fight fire with fire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on a variety of issues. We'd like to know what you folks think about that. Okay. That's the topic for Community Watching Comment this morning. The number to call is 202-588-0893 to share your thoughts. Once again, this morning we're discussing pushing back, you know, like the residents did in one Northwest neighborhood, and actually in several neighborhoods. Citizens have walked the ICE agents and the National Guard folks, you know, just walked them down, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Banging pots.
Okay. We don't want you in our neighborhood. You know, and they left, you know. But of course, you know, some people may think that it could be dangerous doing that nowadays, because the National Guard has been, some of the National Guard at least will be coming in with arms, you know, fully loaded, you know, ready for combat, you know.
Kent State.
Kent State. Okay. Fort Dade, Ohio. Yeah. So, anyhow, this morning, we want to get your thoughts about this. Is it time to push back? You know, do citizens have a choice? You know, and then on gerrymandering, you know, Texas legislature, you know, made a map that disenfranchises black and brown voters. And because they have that majority in their chambers, they just pushed it on through. There were even, you know, the Democrats down there in Texas were in the House that had left the state to try to, you know, force an abandonment of that bill.
Right.
But of course, you know, that didn't succeed. The Texas legislators came back. The Democratic legislators came back. Some were forced to, you know, stay there at the state capitol. Had to sleep at the capitol because they were not allowed to go home. Okay? So, it's a lot going on out there. And so, now, you know, you got states with Democratic majorities, like California and New York, Maryland, you know, are considering, you know, whether they should do their own gerrymandering
right.
to ensure
rectify the wrong that's being done. You know, a lot of this also gets back to you can't trust the courts anymore or the DOJ to step in because that's, you know, the Trump administration has pulled the teeth. Not that a Republican DOJ would do it, but you know that mandate for the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ, it's not being funded. It's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
So there is no stop to this. You know.
There is no stop to it. Not unless the citizens, you know, rise up and say no. You know, we don't like this. We don't want this. Get out of our neighborhoods, you know, and such. And that's what's happening, you know, across the nation with these ICE raids and things like that. So we'd like to know what your thoughts are. You know, is it time to fight fire with fire? You know, should Democratic controlled states engage in their own gerrymandering to counterbalance what the Republicans are proposing in Texas and in other states. So give us a call. Share your thoughts. 202-588-0893. Pushing back. You know, are you pushing back in any way? You know, share that with us, okay? If you decided to, you know, just, you know, you could, if they're coming to your neighborhood and you want to, and there's a protest, they're erupting, you know, over this issue. And so far, they've been nonviolent. They're literally just walking these agents out of the communities. And, you know, would you participate in something like that? Should others participate in something like that? You know, it can be dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the police, you know, you don't know how they're going to respond to some of these situations. But nonetheless, pushing back, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it, okay? Share your thoughts this morning on Community Watch and Comment. You know, there's a new mural up on 14th and U, the picture of saxophonist Buck Hill, and a logo, Free DC.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys in that neighborhood, you know, check it out. It's a statement unto itself. Okay. I want to thank Joni, Ms. Eisenberg, for sending that to me. And
check it out before it's gone.
Yeah, how about that? Exactly. All right. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. Pushing back in D.C. against pushing back against the what's going on in D.C. And now you got armed National Guard troops are heading toward the city, and more troops heading toward the city.
Right.
Yeah. And some citizens are taking it, you know, collectively to say, you know, we don't want you in our neighborhood. I don't want y'all just walk away.
Right, I mean, it's shocking. I mean, seeing monuments on the mall with, you know, military vehicles right in front of them. I mean, on the pavement in front of them, you know, on the mall itself. It's just, it's something that we're only used to seeing in, you know, authoritarian countries, you know, you're looking at Russia or someplace like that, and it's like it is here now.
It is here now, and it is for real. It is for real. Now the police are saying, well, there have been over 500 arrests, you know, since we've done this, and of course, even Mayor Bowser is saying, well, you know, that's no different from any other week in D.C.
Right.
You know, so where's the beef? You know?
I also want to see what the breakdown on those arrests are. You know, are they, you know, rounding up kids smoking pot? I mean, you know, they want you to believe that everyone is a major crime that they've stopped. And mm-hmm. I don't believe that. You know, I'm sure they're padding those numbers, you know.
With undocumented workers,
right?
You know, that sort of thing. So, but anyhow, we'd like to hear from you guys. You know, is it time to push back? Okay, you know, would you support pushing back in your neighborhood? Should the stormtroopers arrive? Okay, 202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW. Your station for jazz and justice. All right. We have a caller on the line. Let's see what they got to say. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning. I think it's time we need to push back. The problem is the only thing these people we're pushing back against, they only step on it, they only understand money. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out a way to break the bank. And the way to break the bank is you go to these... We as a people need to stop spending our money. Microsoft, Walmart, all these big companies. And people say, well, why would you do that? Well, if you bankrupt Walmart, guess what? Walmart will speak up for you and make this man do something for us. You got to break somebody's pockets to make them speak for us because they're not listening to us.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Economic boycott is working against Target.
Yeah, but see, we got to really bankrupt somebody, and before they get bankrupt, guess what they're going to do? They're going to use their power and say, hey, you better help these people because they hurt my pockets.
Well, that's what's happening with the immigrant workers. You know, these farming conglomerates, you know, are saying, look, we don't have any workers. You know, they're staying home.
And he's listening to him because it affects, because money stopped coming his way.
Right.
But we got to figure out one thing, one or two things, and we really need to stick to it. And if we stick to it, they will do the work for us. Because guess what? They love their money.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much for your call. Thanks for sharing your perspective. 202-588-0893. Troops in D.C., occupation of D.C., is it time for D.C. residents to push back? Many are in their own ways. There have been several rallies, you know, around the town that encourage the occupiers to leave town. And, you know, and at a time when even more troops are being scheduled to arrive in D.C., you know, more National Guard, this time they're going to allow them to be armed. Now, that's a very dangerous situation, you know, and, you know, so, but we'd like to hear what you have to say about it. Is it time to push back, not only in D.C., but nationally? you know, with the gerrymandering, you know, in Texas that's going on. People, you know, the state legislatures there are, because of their Republican majorities, are, you know, what's the word, greasing the skids for more Republican nominees. And they're very, very blatant about doing it on racial grounds. You know, they don't care. And the laws that were there to protect against gerrymandering, those laws have been eviscerated, by the courts and by state legislatures. Well, anyhow, let's find out what you guys think out there. 202-588-0893, Community Watch, and comment. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. This is Ann Maria. And I think this takeover of D.C. is appalling. It's going to do nothing positive for our city. And what it does is it hurts businesses. You're going to see restaurants, stores. People don't want to pass these armed soldiers on the street. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous, and it's such hypocrisy because all of this due to the Doge guy, somebody trying to steal his car. I think it would have been a lot different if it wasn't someone from Doge. Suddenly that calls the city criminals. I mean, it's crazy. Total waste of money.
Total waste of money and time. What would you say to Mayor Bowser? Because you know she's walking a tightrope with this issue because
stand up a little bit firmer to this whole thing and stop being afraid. That's the problem. We're up against a bully and everybody's backing down because they're afraid of him. He's really a coward. Bottom line.
All right. Thank you for sharing your thoughts this morning. Yes, sir. All right. Bully. DC's being bullied. You know, DC is being bullied. I mean, big time. And, you know, this administration is engaging in policies. They're not consulting with, you know, the city government or anything like that. They're just doing it. Okay. So is it time to push back? Is it time to fight fire with fire?
Fire, right?
Yeah. What does that mean? You know, fighting fire with fire. You know, does it mean state legislatures in Democratic controlled states? Like California and New York and Maryland and other states, you know, should they engage in their own gerrymandering, you know, policy so that
nullifies what's going on in the other states?
That's the word, nullify. Okay. What are your thoughts about that? Would you encourage your state leaders to engage in that kind of thing, or do we just sit back and, you know, watch it all transpire? You know, and now Democrats have been accused of not fighting hard enough, you know, and some would say, well, is it, you know, maybe this is too little too late, but, you know, something has to be done. Otherwise, nothing will be done. And the policies will continue to eviscerate, you know, people's rights. And that's a, you know, that's where we are, you know, and so share your thoughts. You know, give us a call, 202-588-0893, Community Watching Comment. Is it time to fight fire with fire in regards to gerrymandering, in regards to the occupation of D.C.? Is it time for neighborhoods to stand up, you know, like they have been doing nonviolently, you know, and just walking these agents out?
Right.
Give us your thoughts on that. Would you participate in such a rally? You know, if this were coming into your neighborhood, and, you know, would you go ahead and say, look, I have to be part of this. I have to take a stand on this. Okay? All right, let's get back to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. Okay. All right. Give us a call, 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts this morning on Community Watch and Comment. Is it time to push back? You know, Chip, pushing back does take some courage. You know, it does take some chutzpah, as they say.
Right.
You know,
it also takes community. We need the numbers.
That's right. That's right. And it also takes community leadership. People like the organization Free DC, you know, they're doing their part to encourage people to resist, you know, what's taking place here in the city. And as one of the previous callers said, what is this really doing for the city? You know, I mean, what is it really doing other than intimidating, right, and bullying, you know, everyday folks?
Well, the restaurateurs are saying that their numbers are down. You know, people don't want to come out, you know, into this.
So. Exactly. Would you? I mean, you know, and people are driving into the city. You know, it's already bad enough that you got speed cameras and other things going on with the city. But now you got to drive through a gaggle of National Guardsmen and police, and you know, and they're pulling people over for anything,
right?
To pad the numbers, or your sun visor is broken. it should be up, you know.
Right.
You didn't turn your lights on when it started sprinkling. You know, any excuse. Anyhow, let's see what the people are experiencing out there. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to make a comment. I think all of the above, we all definitely need to push back and stand up. But in addition to that, I feel like we need to take a serious stance on unity and collectiveness, and like across the boundaries that we usually have in Washington, the boundaries of professionals versus people who aren't professionals, and the elites versus, you know, because they're playing on a lot of fears and racism, prejudice, and everything. And while playing on that, it keeps a lot of us from being unified. We will need gerrymandering, but we'll need gerrymandering and lawyers and people to lobby for policies and things that can protect people who are resisting, you know? So if it could be more of a unified front, we can get not only people on the ground to make this commitment, but other people to make the commitment as well. Because we need a unified effort in this. Like, we've been a sanctuary for many people over the span of years and years and years in this country. When has any state been a sanctuary for the stateless people of D.C.? When has anybody stood up for other than us, the residents? And the residents, right, we always willing to put ourselves on the line. So that's historical. But we also need a unified effort, not propaganda, not TV, you know, clickbait. We need lawyers and people with that can do the paperwork behind us to support the resistance as well.
All right, that's succinct, and thank you for your comment. Yes, sir. 202-588-0893. You know, collectivity. You know, blacks, whites, browns, Jews, Gentiles. You know, that's why the civil rights movement was so successful.
Right.
In the early 60s. I mean, that was a real broad coalition. You know, these policies, you know, they look. They are affecting people of color disproportionately.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, you know, if you don't stand up for those folks, who's going to stand up for you? All right. 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment time. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on.
Am I passing? Okay. So, listen, I just want to spin off of what the other caller just said, man. He said some good stuff, man. Collectivist. Unity, right? And we need to get unified in the black community. Again, I'm over here in Ward 8, right? And there is no unity to the point. There is a difference between professionals, right? Tradesmen and probably, I would say, you know, your white-collar people. And we just not coming collectively thinking. But I can tell you some of the policies that Trump is implementing right now is actually protecting me as a tradesman. In the transportation industry, it is just outrageous with the lawlessness of how some of these undocumented illegals can get permits and take jobs that black people did want. But you have some people in the black community saying we don't want them jobs. Basic jobs like McDonald's, those was entry points to job education and job training for our community. We can't get them jobs no more. It's not that we don't want them. They not letting our youth in there no more because they saturated with undocumented workers or people with visas that's getting in front of us. We all know they coming over here for opportunity, but we need opportunity for us. We've been standing in line. So what we've been saying is the Democratic Party, and I hate to turn this political, has been putting all of these people, undocumented illegals, in front of us. And now what we come to, you know, believe is a lot of their struggles and hardships, which we have trained them in our society to get by, like, throwing out there, I mean, you know, driving motor scooters and motorized vehicles untagged and everything. Now we got some type of sensitivity for that. We didn't have it when our black people was doing it.
All right. Thanks for sharing your views. Now, you know, the people who are getting picked up right now by this new police state, you know, are black and brown people. You know, that's who's getting picked up. The brown people are getting picked up, you know, for immigration issues. Black people are being picked up for petty stuff. Oh, your headlight is out. Oh, and you got a couple of tickets too. You know, that kind of stuff. These policies affect all of the citizens of D.C. Right. And that's why I was glad when I saw the video of the pushback in this one Northwest neighborhood. You know, that was a mix of people, you know. And that's what it's going to take. You know, that's what it's going to take. You know, because we're all, you know, suffering, you know, from this abuse. And that's what it is, abuse. Okay? 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
Yes.
Okay. What's your comment?
All right. First of all, you got to look at that Constitution. If you look at that American flag and that British flag, they the same. They brought all their crooks and everything here to the United States. This country is built off of theft. So what they did, whatever they didn't like when they was over there in England, they revoked the Constitution. That's why Trump redoing what he's doing with them billionaires, where he's doing an executive order and everything, because he knows he can rewrite the Constitution. Other than that, I'm a Washingtonian. I'm afraid to drive down the street. Okay? I do not like it. When I'm trying to go to work to make bills and, you know, ends meet, and then I'm subject to get pulled over just because I got tint on my window, you know, I'm a black male, and I got a family and everything. So the Constitution is wrong. That's why that man doing what he's doing. That's the big picture right there. This country is built off of theft. From Alaska, Canada, as they call it, United States, Central America, and South America. This country is built off of theft.
All right. Thanks for sharing your voice this morning. Okay. The man said he's just trying to go to work.
Yeah.
Just trying to make a living. You know, like that weed whacker, you know, cutting the grass. All of a sudden, he's surrounded by a gaggle, you know, of ICE police. And and that's the thing. The overwhelming force that's being displayed here. You know, you get one guy on the ground, and you got six officers on top of him.
Top of him, right?
Okay. So it's actually it's abuse,
right?
It's abuse,
and we know in that situation when they start deploying forces like that, then you know they need to justify the expenditure, and so they're going to grab people for no reason. They're gonna you know try to pad the numbers, and it's like it just hurts the individuals. You know, this isn't about you know helping the community. I mean, if they really wanted to do that, they would take that money and resources and spend it on investment into neighborhoods, not on patrolling them like police.
Indeed. 202-588-0893. Time now is 11:30. You're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW, Washington. Your station for jazz and justice. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And most importantly, you, the listener, sharing your thoughts and views about the issues of the day. All right, back to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Okay. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Yes. Thank you for your program. I'm a Washingtonian. Been around here a long time. I remember when the assassination of Martin Luther King. At that time, my father, you know, had moved out to Silver Spring, and I came down into Washington to see what was going on because I was concerned about my girlfriend who was going to this Catholic school way downtown. And as I came down, I hitchhiked, and a white person picked me up on University Boulevard and took me all the way down to Georgia Longfellow Street. Mm-hmm. When I got down there, there were National Guards and so forth, you know, on the corners with sandbags and barbed wire. They had rifles, but at that time, you know, we found out that they weren't loaded and so forth. But I was too young, you know, to get involved in marching and all that stuff at that moment, you know, because I had a cast on my leg. But I remember the groups across the nation, you know, the civil rights groups across the nation, you know, that had enough, you know, of all the things, you know, that was suppressing them. So they organized, you know, and that's what we have to do now, you know, because even though, you know, that like back then, you know, they were spraying people, you know, with water hoses and things like that. They got out there. They didn't have any fear. You know, of course, some of them, you know, were injured and so forth. But the main thing is that's pretty much, you know, what we have to do today, because the more resistance, you know, the better and faster, you know, we can overcome that. I advise everybody, you know, to look at the movie, Keep Your Eye on the Prize, you know, that will give you some kind of idea of what was going on, the organizations that was going on, the amount of courage that people had, you know, to fight back. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I think you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
We do understand what you're saying. And I remember, you know, those troops during the after the assassination of Martin Luther King, there were I was attending Hart Junior High School. And I remember going to school and you had the National Guard, you know, sleeping in our gym, you know, and
right,
you know, with all their gear. It was intimidating, you know.
Exactly.
So exactly. We remember. And thank you for reminding us, okay?
Yes, sir.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hey, Ron. It's Marvin, 4-1. How you doing?
What's up, Marvin?
Hey, how you, man? Happy Friday to you, man. Hey, man. You know, a couple calls ago said that a lot of people are coming over here from the U.S. to the U.S. trying to get jobs. You know, people are coming over here because U.S. foreign policy have driven people out of their country. Sanctions on 40 different nations, mostly nations of color, driving people out of their country. The U.S. overthrew Manuel Zelaya in 2009 in Honduras. And that caused so much.
Can I start right now? Talking about
El Salvador. The U.S. was involved in El Salvador in the 70s and the 80s. In Nicaragua, Panama, Grenada, you name it. You keep going on. And you have Juan Gonzalez wrote a book called Harvest of Empire. The caller need to read that. And you understand why people have no choice but to come over here, self-determination. Because they have been driven out of their countries because of U.S. foreign policy, okay? And you know, Ron, I work in public safety, man, and at one of the colleges, man. And, you know, I'm really upset with Mayor Bowser and MPD because Mayor Bowser should have more. And, you know, she should have been tough on this and not to let this happen, man. And then, you know, my thing is, I've been in the streets in D.C. You know, I work in public safety. I can't even get arrested. If I'm arrested, I lose my job because I have to turn my special police license in. But I'm educating the kids, man. I'm educating the kids in the communities. I'm talking to them on the university, man, because, you know, they have to know their rights, man. They have to know. We all can do something, man. You know, we all can do something, man. And I think it's going to get worse. Over, 200 moped drivers. Mostly Hispanic have been arrested now, so, you know, and, you know, the city is losing the restaurant industry, food industry. They're losing a lot of money because people are fighting. I mean, a lot of people are fighting about this, man. But, you know, we have to, a lot of people don't want, and a lot of my friends in Maryland, they said that, you know, they don't want to come into, you know, to the city at all.
Right.
You know, Ron. So, wait to see what happens, man. Hopefully, this thing can bypass and just go. But it's just agitating. Crime has gone down. Violent crime has gone down in D.C. at a 30-year low, man. You know,
but they don't want to acknowledge that. They don't want to acknowledge that. You know.
Well, this is the pattern. I mean, that's what Trump ran on in 2016, increasing crime when there was no increase in crime. And it's so telling because at that point, I remember a discussion between a CNN correspondent and Newt Gingrich, which posed to him and said, well, why is Trump saying that crime is up when it's been on a downward trend since after the crack epidemic? And what Newt Gingrich said was, well, our constituents feel like crime is up. So if that's what they feel, that's what we're going to go with. So he said, basically, it's like, well, we don't care what the truth is. We're not telling people the truth. We're going to go with what they feel. Now, the flip side of that is at that time, of course, their constituents believe crime was up because that's all Fox News kept telling them, was that crime is up. So they have this MAGA wheel that they keep telling their people crime is up, and then they keep acting as if crime is up. So it's a big scam.
And that old saying, you say anything long enough and loud enough, it will become their reality, you know?
Right.
All right. Thanks for your call, my friend. Thanks, Marvin. Good to hear from you. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, how you doing? This is Bowie calling from the North.
Okay,
yeah, morning.
Turn your radio down. Okay, what's your comment?
This is Weeks calling from the Ninth Ward. I'm puzzled as to what is happening here in America in general. It seems like the occupation is tearing the whole fabric of the country apart. But that being said, I certainly would participate in any pushback as I'm physically able to do so. However, it bothers me that if I'm kidnapped by vigilantes, I have the right to retaliate. And that scares me to think that once I retaliate and somebody is fatally injured, then that sets off a whole new chain of events. But that's the setup to me in terms of one has the right to defend themselves against masked people, and they don't seem to realize that occurrence could happen. So that's my comment.
Now, thanks for making it. And that's what I was referring to about, you know, pushing back can be dangerous,
mm-hmm.
because we're dealing with, you know, a force that's been being encouraged to act dangerously. Okay. You know, moped drivers is delivering, you know, DoorDash orders. I mean, the hostility is unreal,
right?
You know, and unnecessary, you know, and I feel for those guys because I saw a truck. They had a truck full of mopeds confiscated, you know, in these arrests, and these poor guys, they're not going to get their mopeds back, you know, and took all the pennies they had to get them so that they can make a living, an honest living, you know, and pushback is necessary. It's necessary. What do you call it? Good trouble?
Right. Get in some good trouble.
Get some good trouble. All right. I don't know. We ain't telling you to go out there with rocks and sticks, you know, but you can do so peacefully and effectively. You know, like the people in these other neighborhoods are just saying, just walking them out. Not running them out, walking them out. Okay? All right. Let's get back to these phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. Thanks for calling in. What's your comment? Let's see what we got here. Okay. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. What's your comment?
Yeah. Ron and Chip, thanks for the excellent program. I wanted to just say a number of truths have been said because, first of all, the country itself was based on theft. This wasn't just an open air park with no people or civilizations in existence for thousands of years. There were genocide. African people were kidnapped from Africa to work. And the myth has been perpetuated of this noble experience. And these great white explorers from various parts of the world that built this empire. So they want to keep that image in people's mind. It's a mind control country. Mm-hmm. It always has been. They want to keep it that way. It's kind of hard to do that when we're watching stuff going on in Gaza, which is pretty much the same principles of theft, using religion, fantasy, you name it. As far as the crime is concerned, crime is code for black people. Whenever they start talking about crime and law and order, they're talking about pushback against black folks. And that's what's happening now. And the president is a staunch believer in that principle. He was raised by his father to be that way.
Right.
I think what he was saying when he jumped on the Smithsonian was, what did he say? They talk too much about how terrible slavery was, but they didn't talk about the bright spots. The bright spots. Ron, you're a pretty educated person. Yep, I know you are. Could you
put on a couple
of bright spots? I'd like to have a couple of intelligent black people break that down for predominantly an intelligent audience. What were some of the bright spots of slavery that the president we need?
The only bright spot was for them who owned the slaves.
Well, exactly. That's the point. And if
they made the money, they ate the food. They kept the property. I'm good about seeing your child, being hustled off to some other farmer, because he's a slave. To see your women handed off to like chattel,
Right. I think the thing I want is I want every white person who says that, we don't focus enough on the bright parts of slavery, to go to the African American Museum and see the shackles that were designed for 9, 10, 11-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me where you find any bright spot or good in slavery. I mean, when you see a shackle designed for a child, and you're going to tell me that slavery wasn't that bad?
And look at the slave ships. How they were packed like sardines, literally. Packed like sardines. All right, so, but anyhow, that's anybody that believes there was something good about slavery, they'll say the same thing about Adolf. There was something good about him. He had a plan. Okay. All right. Let's get back to these phones. 202-588-0893. I see my buddy in the background there, Miss Ida Campbell. She'll be coming on shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the hour. And she's been through some stuff. I'm sure she could tell us some stories too. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. What's your comment?
Hello. Is this me?
That's you.
Hey, my comment is about DEI and the military. I'm a veteran. I'm a lifelong Washingtonian. And I don't see how there can be a cohesive military force if people are going to be divided because of some sort of false sense about DEI, this false thing that they're pushing about DEI, and also bringing back the Confederacy. What in the world is Hex Theft and Trump and all these red states and Republicans in the House and the Senate. What are they thinking? I wish somebody could explain that. And also, I think that the District of Columbia, as my place of birth, needs to have needs to be crime free, but they also need to finance the city without the interference from everybody else, from these right wing places that you know don't have any really input here. You know, the money should be the taxes that are raised here should be used to hire a police and train a decent police force. But if it's 500 people down, how in the world is there going to be crime prevention? This military here is just grandstanding on the part of the Republicans, the president and the Republicans, and that's my comment.
All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Welcome to the show.
Is that me?
Hello, caller.
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you?
All right. I'm coming at this from a different perspective. I live in a city. I ride around in a city. My car has been sideswiped twice by these scooter drivers. Never once had anyone stopped and taken accountability. I had to pay for this through my insurance. My neighborhood is sketchy. It is kind of crime ridden. I'm looking at the statistics since these troops been deployed in our city. Not one homicide within a week. I'm not a supporter of Trump, and I'm definitely not a supporter of locking us up. But it seems like it was necessary, and it seems to be working. So I'm not against that. So far as what's going on in Texas, It's funny to me when the Democrats have gerrymandered like state after state.
That's not true.
They call it redistricting.
That's not true.
It's redistricting. It is true. Look at, I mean,
it is not. It is not. I'm going to push back on that because it's not. It's not true. If you look at independent studies of it.
I only have a few minutes. Just give me, let me speak though, please. I mean, you know, you guys say this is community comment.
We listen to him week after week.
He's
not telling the truth.
That's his privilege, okay?
But we've got to be truthful. I mean, we've talked about this.
He's expressing himself as he knows it. Continue.
I'm not lying. You make it seem like I'm calling you. I'm spreading false information intentionally. If you debunk anything that I say, you can research it yourself. I'm not here to spread false information. I'm not into that.
Eight of the top 10 gerrymandering counties are Republican. That has been shown over and over again.
Understand what I'm trying to say. All I'm saying is when Democrats do it, it's okay. And it's called redistricting. When Republicans do it, it's gerrymandering. You know, and that's a bad thing. These guys been doing it all every election. Every election. Just look at the you know what? You're right. I didn't call to argue. I just called to give my opinion. But you're right.
Thanks for sharing your opinion, okay? Because, you know, there are others who may feel the same way. And that's one of the conundrums, you know? Democrats have been engaging in gerrymandering, just like the Republicans have. And that's one of the reasons why them taking this approach, fighting fire with fire, is some would say it's dangerous, because people are going to have to start looking at, well, where are the Democratic enclaves? Okay, so once again, if you're going to fight fire with fire, expect the smoke, and be, you know, be ready to take on the heat, because that heat will come, as it should. And that way, maybe we can get both parties to cut this nonsense out, you know, and have fair, you know, election, you know, policies.
Yeah, so, the problem is it's skewed, and people just, you know, we're so quick, you know, especially, you know, it seems like a lot of our causes are so quick to say, oh, it's even on both sides, and it's not. I mean, let's just say, if you look over and over and over again, it's not even on both sides. I mean, look at this thing in Texas. They are doing a gerrymandering after 5 years after the census. Now, it's always been tradition that we do any kind of gerrymandering 10 years. It's every 10 years with the census. The Republicans are ramping that up. Now, to say that's even, it's not. You know, there has never been a Democratic county or state that has tried to do gerrymandering in less than 10 years. The Republicans are trying to do this now. So, I mean, and to say both sides are equal, it is not true. Over and over again, we see it is not equal.
It may not be equal, but once again, gerrymandering is has been a tool for both parties, and this debate about gerrymandering will expose all of that, you know, so that we can get some decent policy, you know, some humane policies in place, so that we can get rid of these differences, you know. I agree with you, Chip. Yeah, it's not equal, but at the same time, you know, something has to give, and people are going to have to be held accountable. So, all right. Well, caller, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Thank all of you for sharing your thoughts, you know, and you know, peacefully discussing the issues of the day. Okay. Chip, as I said, folks, we'll be preempted next week. We're doing a Katrina special. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Doc Doctrine. Okay. That's going to be next Friday. Be sure to tune in, and thank you again for supporting us during our pledge drive. Can't thank you enough.
Talk to them every day. Jazzy Sundays at Anacostia, an 8-week jazz and R&B concert series happening this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. in the heart of the Anacostia Arts District at 1234 Marion Barry Avenue. Food vendors will be on site and lawn chairs are welcome. Jazzy Sundays in Anacostia runs through Sunday, September the 7th. Details at anacostiabid.org.
It is with a heavy heart that the WPFW family marks the passing of Nkinji Touré. Born Anita Stroud on March 5th, 1951, in Baltimore, Maryland. Nkinji was an activist whose expansive collection of speeches and written works confront issues around reproductive justice, black feminism, and women's rights. She was a vocal proponent of the anti-rape movement and continued for gender equality within the Black Nationalist Movement and the Black Panther Party. Later in life, Touré took on roles to improve quality of life for those struggling with both substance abuse and HIV/AIDS. In addition, Nkinji was a longtime WPFW producer and host of In Our Voices, and a member of the women's radio collective, Sophie's Parlor. She was instrumental in ensuring that International Women's Day programming was celebrated annually on WPFW. Homegoing services for Nkinji Touré are scheduled for Tuesday, September 2nd at J.B. Jenkins Funeral Home, 7474 Landover Road in Landover, Maryland, with viewing at 3:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. and service from 4:30 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. Repasts to be held at J.B. Jenkins Worship Center, 1 Kettering Drive, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Nkenje Touré, Presente.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover.